Gorgeous souls, thank you for being here. This is another episode of Heart Flow Healing with Caroline. And today I love to share about self-awareness. This is something that comes up in my groups and with my clients. And it's important that we are self-aware. Self-aware is listening to what is going on within. So often you're so focused on the out and just reacting to whatever is going on. But self-awareness is just taking that time going within and saying, what does that mean for me? How do I feel about this? And also about the energy level. You know, we have, it's like a mobile phone, we are charged in the morning, hopefully after a good night's sleep. I mean, it starts in the morning, sort of how was my night? How can I do the best out of this day? And then listening and learning what is draining your energy and what is sort of bringing joy to your life and focusing on that and being more aware of what's draining. For me, grocery shopping and putting the things away is usually very draining. So being aware of that helps me to sort of clear my energy, shield myself, and then going grocery shopping with a good list, going through the supermarket, getting everything I need, getting out and back home. And being aware of that so I can schedule it not before something important, for example, because if you then have a meeting and then you feel already drained from that grocery shopping, then it's not gonna go well, right? So this is one thing. And also with people, when you meet people, how is it? Or is it their one specific friend you always feel completely drained afterwards, or family gatherings? How do they feel? Do you come out and feel like, oh, or is it just driving, whatever? Just be more aware of how things, people, places affect you. And also, that was really an eye-opener, Wayne Dyer's quote, when he said, what others say and do is their karma. However, how you react to it is yours. That means if someone says something and it triggers something within you, then you can work on that. Not taking things personally, but also being aware of, of the energy of the day and also of the moon phases. Is the full moon coming up, the new moon? What is going on? Are there solar flares? Everything can affect us, and being more aware of that and going through some moon cycles, and say, okay, today is new moon. How does that affect us? Or around new moon, and then around the full moon, and how do I usually feel? How am I more tingly, more, or is it more like, okay, it's good? Just being aware of things. And of course, yes, like Wayne Dyer's quote, the mirror. Everything mirrors something in us. And being more aware, what does it mirror? Where does it come from? What can I work on? What can I release? What is still vibrating within me that is ready to heal? And this is great awareness. And also awareness of how you feel. Do you feel not good enough? Or with people, do you always feel like you have to prove yourself? Or other people, always you feel like whatever you say, they make you feel stupid? Or are there people you have to hide your spiritual or universal talk? And for me, at the beginning, when I started working with the angels or became more aware of the angels, it was just like, okay, people might think I'm crazy or they don't want to talk about it. And being more aware of that and finding people you can share similar interests and being open and being you, no more hiding. It's so important we share our experience. You know, how often have I had a client and then they go like, I have endometriosis. Oh, I had that too. And then I could share my experience. And that was so important. She was newly pregnant. And I said, oh, yeah, I had 3 kids afterwards. And she, oh, really? And it was so amazing. I think sharing our stories and becoming more aware of who we are, what we've gone through, also. I think we all came such a long way. And yes, we still have things in us that we can release and heal. And just being aware of how you feel is really important. Take time every day just to sit and go within and how do I feel today? What's going on in my life? This is coming up. How does that make me feel? If I have 3 or 4 things scheduled, does that make me more stressed? And just do that, or at the end of each day, go over the day and say how you felt and learn whether you're more like a morning person or more like an evening person. And then schedule things around that. Being aware of your energy, of what you're feeling, what you're thinking, how your body feels. And it's really important the body sends us signs and we can listen to it. And of course, yeah. If something hurts or something doesn't move properly, we feel a bit annoyed because the body has to function, right? And we have to function. But why? We're human beings. So take time to nurture your body and connect to your body, connect to your aura, connect to your emotions and feelings. And to your thoughts. And of course, connect to your spiritual being as well, to your higher self, to your heart and soul, to the universe, to the angels, and let them protect you, guide you, and help you. And the more aware you are of all the levels, I'm sharing this because we have the body, then we have sort of our energetic body, our emotional body, our thought body, and then our spiritual, really deep body. This is who we are. We are not just the body, you know. We are a soul living in a body. Being more aware of what feels good to you and what not. I know that walking nature, walking barefoot on grass, being outside, taking time for me to just breathe and be and meditate helps me. And I'm just offering this. But you have to find out what truly helps you to feel good about yourself. And the more you become aware of who you are and what's going on within, the more connected you are within, the easier it gets. You're more open to the universe, you're more grounded. And then the outside world doesn't affect you as much. So tell me how you become more self-aware and have a daily tracker of some sorts that you can just connect and note what's happening. Then you become more aware, taking notes, going within, excuse me, and be more aware what's going on inside and around you. Sending you a wonderful, wonderful hug and speak to you soon. Warm hugs and much love.